All right. Well, say good morning. Let us begin. We are beginning a new section in it, Tzidkas HaTzadik, this morning. Os Chaf Aleph. Os Chaf Aleph. I sent it out on the PDF on the chat yesterday. So the Rebbe says as follows. It's actually really, it's a short os, as you can see. Well, the Meretz Hashem finished between today and Friday. But you can see it's a very powerful Yusuf. Says the Rebbe, Is Arusa Diltasa Ba'avodas Hashem. Ma'orer l'mala dugmaso. So we'll say. So let's take a step back for just a moment, because the Rebbe here is quoting a very fundamental yisod and concept within Chassidus, and the truth is even before Chassidus, a fundamental concept within Zohar, within Kabbalistic literature, the notion of is arusa de la'ila, is arusa de la tasa. Is arusa literally means an awakening. An awakening, a spiritual awakening from above, a spiritual awakening from below. So on a most basic level, the way this is often understood is as follows, is in the world of inspiration, inspiration comes from two places. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam could send a wave of inspiration down to me, right? I haven't done anything specific, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me this beautiful bracha, this beautiful blessing of inspiration. Those are the moments I'll never say where sometimes you just feel inspired. You don't know why you feel inspired. You're not understanding where that inspiration is coming from. But it's like a matana, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a wave of spirituality that comes over me. And then there's what's called, that's Is Arusa de la Eva. Then there's Is Arusa de la Tasa, which the best way to define it is self-inspiration. Self-inspiration. Right? Just to literally, again, I will say, the word Is Arusa, so it comes from the Shorish of Tar or are awake, an awakening. So is it an awakening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an awakening from me? So is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me a wave of divine energy and that's causing my inspired state? Or am I self-inspiring? You know, I will say, it's interesting because some of the Mefarshim in Tehillim explain that this is the difference. Some kapitlach begin Mizmar LeDavid and some kapitlach begin LeDavid Mizmar. The David Mizmar. See, interestingly enough, the ones that begin Mizmar the David often refer to circumstances where David HaMelech had to self-inspire versus the David Mizmar, where David HaMelech is already in a state of inspiration from above. Is Arusa de la Ila, is Arusa de la Tasa. So this is a fundamental yisod in Chassidus in general. Here the Rebbe is speaking about this concept from a little bit of a different perspective. He says something very interesting. He says, Is Arusa de la Tasa Bavodas Hashem. So when we inspire ourselves, and I will say also the other piece is this concept in general of Is Arusa de la Tasa, of like this spiritual awakening below, also teaches us an incredible yisod in general in our avodas Hashem, which is that you cannot rely on other people or other things or even HaKadosh Baruch Hu to inspire you. If you want inspiration in life, that is something that a person must run after. See, sometimes people say, I'm just uninspired. And kind of the overtone or the undertone of that statement is, I don't have any inspirational people in my life, right? My Rebbe is not so inspiring. My teacher is not so inspiring. So while that's true, and of course a person has to find inspirational figures in life, the mice at the end of the day, like most things in life, the buck of your life stops with you. So Is Arusa de la Tasa means if you want inspiration, you must self-inspire. You must awaken from below. You must awaken yourself. So the Rebbe here says that this concept of Is Arusa de la Tasa Ba'avodas Hashem, when we self-awaken or self-inspire, Ma'orer l'mala dugmaso. This is incredible. What that does is it awakens inspiration above. Now we're going to see what this means in just a moment, just so you understand the thematic connection. In Os Chaf, the Rebbe was speaking about the connection between the Mishmoros in this world and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the celestial sphere. And the way the Rebbe made those connections by saying that the Mishmoros represent how we forge a relationship with Hashem. They teach us how to connect with above. Continuing on this same theme with the interconnectedness between our world and the celestial sphere. So the Rebbe says that when we awaken ourselves, when we inspire ourselves, when we engage in is'arusa dilatasa, when we engage ultimately in a spiritual awakening here in this world, that has an effect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, ma'orer l'mala dugmaso. It awakens a similar energy or a similar quote-unquote inspiration above. Now, where does the Rebbe get this? This is really incredible. He says, Kimo she'amru b'zar kama pamim, and this is, as is mentioned in Zohar a number of times. He says, U'kimo she'amru kotzi gimarin chagiga, ashkechei rabba bashila le'ilio. Amrlei achshav amar mishmei d'Rabbi Meir. So what is this talking about? If you take a look in the Be'urei Chasidus, this is really an incredible piece. So he quotes over here this Gemara from Chagiga. So what happened in this Gemara Chagiga? So listen to this. So I mean, the Be'uri HaChasidus, the right-hand column, the second paragraph in the right-hand column, about 8 lines in. Ashkeche, Pagash, Rabba Barshila Le'elio. Armali Rabba Le'elio, Maika Avera Kodesh Baruch. Supposed to listen to this story. So Rabba Barshila bumped into Elio. Okay, it could happen, right? He bumped into Eliyahu HaNavi. So Rabbi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, tell me, what is the Ribono Shel Olam doing right now? Right? What is he up to right now? Right? What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu engaged in? Amar Eliyahu the Rabbah, Kamar Shmaisa Mipumayu de Kul Rabbanon, Umipume de Rabbi Meir Lo Ka'amar. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells Rabbi Bar Shila, you know, the Ribono Shel Olam right now is saying over Torah teachings in the names of all of the different Rabbanim, but from the name of Rabbi Meir, he's not quoting anything. Armali Rabba Lelio. So again, here was, first of all, just it's a dramatic Gemara on a number of levels, that apparently what the Ribbono Shel Olam does in the Celestial Series, he sits in the Beis Medrash and he learns. And what does he do when he learns? He quotes from the Rabbanim of this world. Like this rabbi says this, this rabbi says this. But one rabbi he did not quote was Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Bar Shila says to Eliyahu, why doesn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu quote Rabbi Meir? Amar Eliyahu, Mishum dekagamer shmaisa mipume da'acher. Wow. Because, remember, Rabbi Meir was the student. He was actually the Talmud Chaver, right? Which is like a student slash peer of Elisha ben Avuya, of Acher, right? And when Elisha ben Avuya becomes an apikores, or right, becomes a heretic, all the other rabbis disassociate from Elisha ben Avuya. He's a heretic. And remember, not only was he a heretic, he was a dangerous heretic. Right? He actively tried to uproot learning, tried to uproot observance. So all the other rabbis cut themselves off from him, except Rabbi Meir. Right? Except Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was his Talmud, and Rabbi Meir still tried to extract learning from his Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Amar li Rabbi Eliyahu Amai, Hari Rabbi Meir Rimon Matza, Tocho Achol, Klipasol Zarak. So we'll say, what did Rabbi Meir do? So Rabbi Bar Shila is defending Rabbi Meir. He says, Rabbi Meir, he found the pomegranate, he ate the fruit, and threw away the peel. In other words, that he understood that Elisha ben Avuya was a repository of Torah knowledge. See, he was trying to extract that knowledge from Elisha ben Avuya, but of course not chas v'shalom adopting any of his heretical views. And I will say, not only that, by the way, Rabbi Meir's real intention with maintaining our relationship with Elisha ben Avuya was what? To bring Elisha ben Avuya back. That was the ultimate goal. So he goes on, he says, Amrlei the other rabba, Achshav shamarta kin, bli marta lav schus, Amra kodesh baruch hu mishmeid Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, so if you can imagine the scene, it's so incredible. So Eliyahu Navi pauses for a moment. He turns to Rabbi Rav Shilin and says, now that you have been melamed schus, now that you have gone ahead and learned merit, right? You've gone ahead and justified Rabbi Meir's action, right? You went out of your way to go ahead and find something positive in him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now sitting in Shamayim and quoting Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. He's quoting things in the name of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara Sebo says, so what do you see from here? Harei she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hisnaig lemalo, kafisha orer Rabba Bar Shila lemata. From here you see Sebo say that the actions of the Ribono Shel Olam in the Celestial Sphere were impacted by Rabba Bar Shila's actions in this world. That hence creating this construct for Reb Tzaddik, this notion of Isra'usa dilatasa ba'avodas Hashem ma'orer l'malo dugmoso. That which we do in this world arouses some type of reciprocal divine energy in the celestial sphere. Which we'll say, we're going to continue with this, Mir Hashem, on Friday, but you understand the dramatic idea over here. You know, we often think that the most we can impact is our world, right? I can impact myself, I can impact my world, maybe I can impact my mishpacha, but that I impact HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so remember again, Reb Tzaddik says it's not true. You can absolutely impact the Ribono Shel Olam. Because whatever you do in this world with your Isra Usa Dilatasa, whatever you do in this world with your awakening from below, with your earthly awakening, your self-inspiration, is Mo'over, some type of reciprocal energy, ultimately with the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rabbi Bar Shila was Malamed Tzchus, right? Found some favor, found something redeeming about Rabbi Meir's actions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins quoting him in the Yeshiva Shamala. So I'll have to stop over here for today. We're going to continue with this. This, by the way, is part of the master teaching of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, where the Baal Shem Tov writes, quoted this Torah many times, that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem Tzilcha. So often we translate that, Kapitel Chavak, we translate that is as Hashem is your shade. And the imagery that's being painted is just like shade provides relief on a hot day, so too the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life provides relief as well. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, no. Well, the way to translate it is Hashem Tzilcha means Hashem is your shadow. What's your scene, shade and shadow? Shade is wonderful, but shade does not change based on me. My shadow moves whenever I'm moving. The Ribono Shel Olam says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is my shadow. That is reciprocity. What I do ultimately is mirrored in the way that the Ribono Shel Olam reacts towards me. That's the concept that Reb Tzaddik is building on. We'll stop over here for today. We'll Emirat Hashem continue with Tzidkas HaTzaddik and Emirat Hashem on Friday. Shkoach HaBosei. Thank you. I shut it off.